Today we begin a series about the many ways that immigrants in America give back to their home countries. We'll hear how some immigrants pool their money to build new institutions and shake up old ones in their hometowns. We'll find out about people who shuttle between time zones, trying to bring change as they go. This morning, a more basic kind of giving. Here's NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reporting from two places, the Philippines and California.
In her one-bedroom apartment in South Pasadena, Gladys Price listens to holiday songs on the radio. Gone away is the bluebird. But it can't quite compare to her Christmases back in the Philippines, when she'd wake up before the roosters to attend the Misa de Gallo, early morning mass. 2 years ago, Gladys left her son Lance and her relatives in Manila for more opportunities in the U.S. She now works for a pharmaceutical company and is married to an American. But this year, she sent her love home in a large cardboard box, what's known among Filipinos as a balik bayan box.
Balik means returning. Bayan is country. Returning to the country. If I could always put myself in the box and, like, you know, ship myself back to the Philippines, that would be really nice. But what can you do? There are no opportunities in the Philippines. So these balik bayan boxes is a way of still being there.
Last month, Gladys shipped to her family a typical balik bayan box full of goodies, a bag of M&Ms, perfumed lotion, pants that didn't quite fit her husband. But most of the box was reserved for a special chair and a car seat that were donated to Gladys's nephew, James. He was born with cerebral palsy and has trouble breathing on his own. James is 8 years old and unable to talk. Just thinking about him changes her mood.
That kid is a special place in my heart. So, you know, it's the least I can do, ship that box.
2 weeks later, and more than 7,000 miles away, I'm riding in a minivan through the notoriously bumper-to-bumper traffic in Manila with two delivery men from Forex, a Filipino cargo company. We've got Gladys's balik bayan box, which just arrived here by cargo ship. We finally get to a modest stucco house in a middle-class section of Manila, and on the big front porch patio is Gladys's mom.
Good morning.
Welcome.
Come on in.
How are you, Esther?
I'm Esther.
Nice to meet you.
Glad to meet you.
I met your daughter.
Gladys. Yeah.
Most of Gladys's family is there, too. Her son, Lance, who's 9 years old. And here's her nephew, James, who's carried in his dad's arms.
Oh, wow. This is the box.
As with most balik bayan boxes, this one will not sit under the Christmas tree waiting to be opened. They unwrap it right away.
This is for Lance. Okay.
Yeah.
This is PlayStation CDs. Cool.
Lance runs off to play with his new video game, and his uncle Nonoy begins assembling the new chair for James.
Wow, James, look.
It looks something like a high chair with springs, which will enable him to sit up on his own. Nonoy, James's dad, says such a chair is nearly impossible to find in the Philippines and certainly unaffordable. While he unloads more from the balik bayan box, I play a greeting to Gladys, who sent the box, recorded in California.
I just want to say Merry Christmas to all, and I love you very, very much.
Gladys's mom tapes her own message for me to take back to her in California.
Thank you. You always provide us with things which we cannot afford to buy. I wish you were here. Thank you, Nene. Thank you, my dear.
Beyond just shipping balik bayan boxes, Gladys also wires money to her family back home. Last year, other Filipino immigrants in the U.S. sent nearly $5 billion to their relatives. And for their generosity, they're called heroes. There's even a pop song written in their honor. The Philippine government encourages Filipino immigrants to send gifts and spend money in their homeland. Overseas workers are offered tax incentives, duty-free shopping, and discounted vacations back home. And Filipinos are allowed to ship balik bayan boxes duty-free. Some people scoff that the boxes often have items that can easily be found here. Bags of rice, sneakers, candy, and cans of Spam. But even people who say they don't want to be a dumping ground for Americans' used clothing understand that what's inside these boxes isn't as important as the idea of them. 2 weeks ago, back in Northern California, Filipino immigrant Gilbert Corpus was surrounded by balik bayan boxes. This is his job, loading the boxes onto shipping containers. And over the past 8 years, he sent many of his own boxes to his wife and four kids he left in the Philippines.
I really missed their formative years, because right now they're 16 and 14, and you know, I missed their ages when I could cuddle them and carry them in my arms. No, now they're as big as I am.
Back in the Philippines now, on Monday, the delivery drivers carry Gilbert Corpus's Balikbayan box to his family nearly 2 hours south of Manila. Lance, who's 16, hasn't seen his father since he was 8. He speaks in Tagalog, translated by his 13-year-old brother Virgil.
Hindi po namin nakakasama pag Christmas.
My father goes to America every Christmas. He's not here, and that really hurts for us.
Give him a greeting in Tagalog.
Thank you po sa padala. Mag-iingat po lagi.
Thank you for the box and Merry Christmas and be happy.
As they unpack the brand new sneakers, canned ham, chocolates, and packages of top ramen noodles, it's clear that what Lance and Virgil really want for Christmas won't fit in a 20 by 20 inch cardboard box. Mandalit del Barco, NPR News, Manila.
And you can learn about other ways that Filipinos in the U.S. are helping their hometowns at npr.org.